Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Morning, Connie. Can I come in?
Yes, of course you can. Cool, you're up early this morning. Do you want a tea or coffee?
Coffee, please.
OK, so, Mike, which colour do you think would be best in here? The nutmeg or the grey?
I'd say the nutmeg. Keep the grey for the hall.
Yeah, I suppose I could do. Or we could use the grey for my bedroom.
Your bedroom? I thought we were only going to do two rooms. Your bedroom doesn't need doing.
Well, you know what it's like. Once you do one room, the others always look so grubby, don't they?
But I thought your bedroom had only just been done.
Well, I must admit, it wasn't that long ago, but no, I think it needs freshening up.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and I think you're right. The nutmeg will look good in here. So, tell me, did you do the fence today?
No, I didn't in the end. I couldn't find the right size nails.
Mike, there are tons of nails in the shed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, too late now.
Well, tell me then, what have you been doing?
Well, nothing really. I went home. Well, I couldn't work in the rain, could I?
It didn't rain for long. Gosh, I would have found the nails for you if you'd asked. Why didn't you blimmin' well come and find me?
I just didn't think of it, that's all. Oh, Connie, it'll be all right. I'll do it in the new year.
Well, you'd better. I don't want next door moaning.
Don't worry, I'll do it. Now, more importantly, did you manage to find some brandy butter from anywhere?
Yep, I did. So as far as I'm concerned, we've got everything now. Tell me, Mike, are you sure you're okay about not going up to see the family this year?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it would have been nice, but, well, it's just as lovely to spend Christmas here with my sister.
And have you phoned Penny and asked her to come round tomorrow?
Yeah, I phoned her first thing and I said she could come round any time after three. And I hinted that she mustn't bring Cathy with her.
Oh, so where's your Christmas cheer gone with goodwill to all men and all that?
My goodwill doesn't stretch to Cathy. And anyway, I was thinking about the bubbles. She can't come, can she? And anyway, I really don't want her here.
Well, I hope Penny comes.
So do I. But I have a feeling she won't.
Well, that would be a shame. I want to tell her all about our plans.
What plans?
Our arrangement, where you do the jobs around the house instead of paying me rent.
Oh, that.
Well, there's always something that needs doing, isn't there?
Well, I don't think so.
Oh, gosh, yes. I have a list of jobs as long as my arm.
What? I can't think of anything apart from those two rooms that need decorating. Oh, yeah, and the fence, of course. But apart from that, I'd have thought everything else was all right.
Mike, there's tons to do, and I'm feeling quite excited about it all. I can't wait for everything to be done. But then, of course, I do realise it's never-ending. Once one job is done, then there's always something else that needs doing, isn't there?
Well, as I said, I don't think so. To me, everything looks all right.
Well, it doesn't to me, but don't worry. It will be one job at a time, and you'll be fine. I know you'll do a good job. In fact, I expect you're quite looking forward to it, aren't you?
Oh, it's such a pity we couldn't go away for Christmas this year.
Yeah, it would have been nice, but never mind. We'll still have a good time, Penny. So, have you asked anyone to come round tomorrow?
No, I didn't in the end.
But what about Mike? Didn't you ask him?
Well, he asked me to go there, to be honest.
Oh, did he? So, when are you going?
I don't know if I will. He seemed very vague about it all. I didn't really feel he wanted me to visit.
Of course he does.
No, he seemed cagey about it all. He didn't seem that bothered.
Oh, I'm sure you've got that wrong. Look, let's not worry about it now. Phone him tomorrow and then we can both pop round and see them.
Well, let's decide tomorrow what we should do. Is that okay?
All right, but I'm certainly up for going. It'll be fun.
Oh, let's hope so.
Do you know what I really missed when we were in lockdown?
No, what was that?
Not having my trumpet lessons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a shame they stopped.
And I was getting really good. I managed to stop pressing my lips against the trumpet so hard, so the sound was much better. Well, you heard, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. So why haven't you started the lessons up again?
Well, I sort of lost all enthusiasm. Just can't seem to get motivated at all.
Oh, dear.
Maybe if you started to learn an instrument, we could play together and then we could help each other.
Oh, Kathy, I don't want to play an instrument.
Well, please think about it, because if you started lessons, that would definitely motivate me to start up again.
No, Kathy. No, I don't want lessons.
Oh, gosh, I've just had a thought. You haven't got me a new trumpet for Christmas, have you?
No, I haven't. Right, OK, I'd better get going. I must go to work. Do you know what? It's great to be able to say that. No lockdown, no tier system. It's almost like being back to normal.
Well, not quite, but anyway, I'll see you later. I'll cook something special as it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, good. I look forward to that. OK, see you later.
Yeah, bye. La 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 la
la la la la. Now, the other thing I was thinking about was, should we move that shed to over there?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Can't we forget about the jobs for now and just focus on Christmas?
Well, I need to plan what I've got to get. So don't you think it would be better there or not?
I don't know. And anyway, as you said, I've got other jobs to do first. So let's leave that to a later date, shall we?
I was thinking, actually, Mike, why don't we sit down at some point and sort of make a schedule of what needs to be done and when? In fact, we could do it tomorrow, if you like.
What? On Christmas Day? No, I don't want to do it then.
Oh, OK. But we mustn't leave it too long, all right?
Morning, Tina. Oh, what on earth have you got there?
Oh, it's Poppy. I bought it for a friend of mine for Christmas.
Oh, it's adorable. Isn't it sweet? So how much was that?
$34.99.
Crikey, that's a lot.
Well, it does bark. And look, it does look lifelike, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, cool. So come on, let's hear the bark.
No, you'll have to go and listen to the tester. I'm not going to put this one on, Penny.
OK, so I take it they're in toys?
They're in toys and gifts. I think it's a brilliant present because my friend wanted a puppy to buy in lockdown but couldn't afford it. So she can have this one instead.
Well, she can't take that for a walk.
No, but at least it's something. Anyway, I think she'll love it.
Well, it is very sweet.
Well, they do kittens as well.
Oh, do they? Well, I think I'll get one of those for Kathy. She's always wanted a cat.
Well, if you want something cheaper, we've got the Santas in again.
Oh, have we? Oh, gosh, we've had those for about 3 years now.
Oh, but they're much better this year. This time, you can choose the sound that they will make.
No.
Yeah, and I think one of those would be a far better present for Kathy.
No, I think she'll like the cat. Oh, Tina, isn't it nice to be back at work?
Oh, God, yes. I didn't like being in lockdown. I hated being at home all the time. Right, I must go and put this in my locker.
So, when are you going to give it to her?
Tomorrow.
Well, I hope you're keeping to the right bubbles.
Of course I am, Penny.
Go on, Penny. Go and give him a ring now before it gets too late.
Well, I thought he might phone me.
No, why should he? You've got to phone him. Go on and say Happy Christmas from me.
OK. I won't be a minute.
Right. I'll just have a little bit more wine. And I think just two more chocolates. Oh, I don't want that one. Ah, this is the one. It's nutty. That's my favourite. And this one. Oh, Penny, that was quick.
I left a message.
OK, so are we going now?
Yep, I said we'd leave here in about 5 minutes.
OK, I'll just drink this up and I'll be ready.
Well, I hope he's going to be pleased to see us.
Of course he will be. Penny, shall we pretend to be carol singers?
No, I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Oh, come on, it's Christmas Day. It'll be a nice surprise for them. Ding dong merrily on high,
oh,
in heaven a...
Kathy, shut up. You're out of tune and it sounds awful.
Oh, sorry, Penny. Must be the drink, because normally I'm so wonderful at singing.
Shush. Somebody's opening the door, so no more singing. Hi, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Mike. It's so wonderful to see you.
Merry Christmas, Penny. And Kathy. Oh, what a surprise.
Mike, can we come in, please? Because it's freezing out here.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.